This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Wednesday. This Wednesday where the big, you know, NFL story has to deal with the things that they are voting on, the potential rule changes, or at least that they vote head on out there at the spring meetings that they're holding in Minnesota. And the news did come down indeed that the Tush Push lives. They weren't, there was obviously a vote amongst the 32 team owners or at least representatives. And they, the side that was looking to, or I guess the Packers proposal rather, to ban the Tush Push and kind of pushing in general in the NFL, I guess the language was not necessarily one that everybody could get behind or what have you, because they did not reach the requisite 24 votes, if memory serves me. Yes, 24 votes in order to approve the proposal and ban the Tush Push. And so I saw that Diana Rossini, Adam Schefter, amongst others, kind of named a few of the teams that did not, or that sided with the Eagles in their dissent on this. And so ultimately, I know that the Ravens, the Lions, obviously the Eagles, where was the other one, that decided that they were not going to side with the Tush Push. Of course, I was looking at the wrong sheet. That was what it was. Ravens, Patriots, Lions, Jets, and Eagles were amongst the, I guess, 10 teams that league sources told The Athletic. And I know, I think ESPN also got the same scoop that voted against this going through. What percentage chance do you put the Texans being amongst that 10?
75. I would say 75 based on, I think D'Amico's on the record as saying, hey, just stop it, you know, because D'Amico is a real man. And and he's not S-A-W-F-T like some of these people.
I'm say
not,
that to Matt LaFleur's face.
I'm not going to mention any names, but, you know, anybody who's soft about this and really is just trying to penalize a team that's really good at something. I think it's about 75 that the Texans did it. And some of those teams that you mentioned, Lions, Patriots, Eagles, real men, real people.
Real men. Do we get another Lopez Ron face off and crosstalk again? I have a feeling that neither of them really want to do that one more time.
That was fun, actually.
it is the hesitation and the real leaning into the jaw.
You notice I didn't mention any names.
Okay. All right, very good.
But no, look, I just, my thing with the Tush Push, before we get into anything else.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm dead serious.
No, I know you're serious.
Yes.
Ron, come on in, Ron.
It's fascinating that this is the hill these people want to die on. Like a football play. Men versus men. I'm using that word a lot, aren't I?
Yeah,
men versus
too much
men.
What some might say, in fact.
You can use 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 defenders to stop a runner, and nobody's talking about, you know, safety.
Well,
right?
I don't think anybody's buying. Yeah, I don't think anybody's buying the safety element of this.
No, I
don't think
I understand that, but it has been an argument. Like, there's no data. I think some people are buying it.
Sure, but I think
when we're doing... there's no data.
And that's fair. Yeah. I think we mentioned that as a part of it, but I think we focus on maybe the parts that are maybe have the most merit of...
Yeah.
And I don't think that we're going to get into the safety element. Like, I think, as Seth mentioned this earlier, I've heard this mentioned multiple times when discussing this, the idea of the entertainment value of it. And one of the questions I asked myself over the last, like, few days, week or so, was... how much does this change if the Eagles are not actually the team that either wins the Super Bowl
or
if they get beat earlier in the playoffs and they're not in that NFC playoff game, NFC championship game for it to look like that against the Commanders? Does this get off in the same way, right? If it's Josh Allen that, you know, had the last attempt that we saw at the tush push and it's unsuccessful.
And he got worked.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, does this still go the same way? And of course, I don't think there's a way that you can absolutely prove that one way or another, but it does feel like this is, in some ways, obviously, I'm not trying to say that everybody's being entirely reactionary, because we've seen the way that this has kind of gone, and I guess the existential dread that some people seem to feel when you get to third down, and, oh, here we go, we're within a couple of yards. But, like, this feels like this really reached ahead because of that particular playoffs and the way that it went, and then the way that the Commanders decided, we're just going to keep taking the penalty in order to try and see if we can stop this in all action.
Yeah, but again... we all understand the NFL is about entertainment, right? But it also is about, sports. And football is, at its core, blocking and tackling.
I've often said that.
It's about blocking and tackling. What do you call it oftentimes? A car crash sport.
That's right, which I don't say.
And this is the hill you want to die on. The essence, the utter essence of blocking and tackling.
I will say, to your being a man point, I do think that if you were going to do this, it would have to be not on the idea of the tush push itself, but the idea of pushing players in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do think, hey, if you're doing the, hey, we're being a man thing, gain the yards by your lonesome, right? Don't get out here and have somebody move you forward.
That was Ron's point. But I think it's so hard to legislate, too. And that's my second point on this. Because people who are running the football, when was the last time you saw a scrum of a running back or a wide receiver or somebody, you know, kind of being gang tackled and they're still upright? When was the last time you saw, you knew exactly where they were stopped and they stopped moving their feet? Because I can't remember a running back in a scrum ever stopping moving his feet.
Well, yeah, and then at some point we blow the whistle dead for a forward progress. Right.
So at its essence, it's about blocking and tackling.
Sure.
And it is entertainment. I'm not going to say it's not. We all know it is. But it's just silly that this is the hill that these soft ass owners wanted to die on.
Very good. Yeah. I like that you got one more chance to go out the owners. Here's the thing, though. If there is something that might get the tush push ban, it might be this. Eagles have taken this opportunity to dance on the graves of the Packers and everybody else who was voting to get rid of it. Because their social media team, and this is where you might, you know, you've had some kind of comments about social media teams. They might have enraged everybody enough to the next time this comes around, because please believe me, if the league and all these owners wanted to get this done, this is probably not the last that we hear of it.
Let me see.
But they posted a number of things, including, I think, on their YouTube page, they posted a compilation
20 minutes
of tush pushes in the last hour. They also posted this, at least I saw this on Twitter. This is a graphic. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to, Lopez, you have not seen the show.
No, I have not.
I want you to look at this and describe it to the audience, what it is that I'm showing you.
All right. This is, the Philadelphia Eagles account saying, push on. And it has Jalen Hurts about to make life miserable on the Green Bay Packers.
Like, why can't you beat a winner to just be quiet? You know what I mean? Like, if you actually want this to last longer than next year, you probably should just, like, take your win and be quiet about it. You know what I mean?
Like, do they play each other this year?
That is a good point. Good question.
Because if I'm the Eagles, I am being super petty. If I play the Packers.
First down on your own 20.
I will push some tushes all game long.
Fair catch on the kickoff. Well, I guess it goes to the 35 now or what? No, whatever. At 20, whatever. First down on the first drive, tush push for about 19 yards.
All right. Yeah. They'll reconvene and find a way to get that banned the next week, right? Like, rest of the season be damned. Some other things when it comes to these league meetings, the spring meetings, The Lions, who were the champions for the playoff reseeding proposal, they withdrew their proposal, which I imagine means that they couldn't whip up enough support to even get close.
Yeah.
So that will remain the same. So Houston Texans, because it feels like the AFC
home
South
game Saturday 3:30.
Yes,
you can keep that in tow. Obviously, like that, Texas have been a huge beneficiary of that particular.
How many Saturday 3:30 playoff games have they had? Everyone?
All of them, yeah. I feel like.
Everyone.
Yep. All you got to go is 10-7. 10-7, we good.
Of course, we've mentioned before that, you know, the NFL voted for players to be eligible in flag football playoffs when it comes to the 2018 playoffs that will be hosted in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about that as the show goes along. But then also, another thing that came up is that a minor change, but they did vote to allow onside kicks in the NFL now, because there used to be kind of a rule with the new, dynamic kickoff, as they referred to it,
that it had to be trailing.
Yeah, it had to be late in the fourth quarter at some point. You had to be trailing. Now, at any point in the game, as long as you're trailing, you are allowed to do the onside kick. I still don't think this is sufficient.
I think if I could make a prediction, the number of onside kicks you will see in the first three quarters and the game is still in the balance, 0.5 is the over-under. Why would you do an onside kick?
Well, I think one of the things about the onside kick, as we've seen it, especially if you were actually doing the thing where you kick the football, which as of right now, that's what it has to be, it's not successful enough, especially without the elements of surprise. So even if you do it in the second quarter, as you're getting ready to go to the half or what have you, the problem is, because the dynamic kickoff is different than the onside kick, having to declare and allowing that team to get their hands
on. And the player's not being able to move until you kick the ball.
It's just, it is simply not something that you're going to be able to get. I think that they're still going to need to address this. Like, this is cute to probably attempt to up the percentage of opportunities that, you know, you get an onside kick and maybe have a level of success. But I think that there's going to have to be some real tweaking on what the attempt to retain possession of the football after scoring a touchdown is, because I still don't think that this is going to give you that opportunity to really see the comeback that you're hoping to get out of an onside
kick. I don't anticipate many. And 0.5, maybe that's just for effect. There'll probably be more than that. I mean, there are going to be teams down 30-0 in the third quarter and say, what the hell? Let's just give it a shot, you know? But it's not going to be as successful.
Yeah, so those are some of the things that were being voted on, being looked at. Speaking of those league meetings, Roger Goodell, old Rog, one of the things that also came through is that it looks like he's going to be getting a raise, as, I mean, that seems to be the way that this goes. He continues to make money for the league. It seems like he got past the struggles that he had with being kind of the administrator of justice that got him into some trouble with the league, between the league and the Players Association. And it's now kind of coasting in some ways. And as he continues to try and make more money, he did kind of let it be known that the NFL playing, because this year they're playing, what, 7 international games?
Mm-hmm.
The number that he said kind of astonished me. The NFL playing 16 regular season international games a year is, quote, very near, according to the commissioner of the NFL.
Which also means an 18-game schedule is very near. That's how I look at it, because that's going to be much more plausible with an 18-game schedule to put 16 games over there.
Particularly with the bye weeks that you then add
an additional bye week, another game on the schedule, which is 16 games, 32 teams. I think that's what's going to happen. I think he's kind of sort of telling us 18-game schedule soon, international games soon.
Yeah, so that's a wild thing to consider, that they're continuing to do this. NFL's really trying to push for the international market. Obviously, with these games, I saw someone would kind of analyze it as such, and I think that it is apt. That's probably what the thrust is for the allowing NFL players to play in flag football. Like, because otherwise, I don't see what the benefit is of having your players, one, be out in, because I think A.J. Brown said that he would not entertain this as a possibility, because that's kind of training time for him in that offseason, which is a great point. Like, that is something that you have. Obviously, we could just talk about the idea of the additional use that you would have and the possibility for injury. But it seems like the NFL is considering this as, can you get an opportunity with the Olympics, the world's most watched games, with just the intrigue that is there around the world, them maybe seeing a Justin Jefferson, who has spoken very highly about the possibility of doing this. He's one of the champions that they've had on this. Seeing Justin Jefferson being like, oh, I want to see more of him. And how, maybe then when the Vikings are playing, they're back-to-back over the – I guess that would not work, because obviously 28. But you get what I mean. When the Vikings are playing internationally, there's some, you know, some fans that are like, oh, I saw that guy and I want to watch more of this.
I think there's two reasons that they're really doing this. Number one is, you're right, international presence, bigger footprint. I think the other reason is part of the NFL sort of initiative here with flag football in general and flag football for girls. And, you know, saying, hey, our NFL players are in the Olympics, raising that awareness among, you know, because that, I mean, we just saw it, you know, the McNairs gave $1 million to a flag football organization here, a girls flag football organization.
And that's been their pet project here.
Yeah, so I think that's the other reason. Yeah,
I can see that for sure. Here from the 832, or sorry, rather the 929, they say keep all the current onside restrictions, declaring those things, but the ball only has to go 5 yards.
Ooh, I'd love that.
Do you think that gives you a better fix on conversion percentage here?
I love that idea. people be going nuts.
Quite possibly. I've always been very fond, because the tough thing about it is you're still depending on the idea of this oblong ball bouncing in the ways that you need to, right? I've always been very fond of, I think it was the Greg Schiano plan back in the day, where you line up and it's just 4th and 15.
Yeah, I like that too.
It is. It does stink for specialists, right? It gives them less to do, which I imagine they would not be all that happy about, because it kind of continues to phase them out of the game in a way that I don't think they want, as they want to continue making money. However, I love the idea of, if you would like to stay on the field, what better person would you want to like keep you there than putting the ball in the hands of the dude who has the ball in his hands all the time in the quarterback? Like, actually draw up a play. Be able to do this and not lean on, hopefully, the ball bouncing in the way that you need it to. But, of course, that is more radical than any of these other things. And I do think that they need to get to a radical place, because the onside kick, even as previously constituted before you changed the kickoff, was not as successful as
I forget
think
the numbers, but
it was
something like 18%.
Yeah, and like I think that, you know, a conversion on a 4th and 15, at least to, I think, 2021, 2022, a period of time, was a lot closer to 25%, feels like a much better number, especially if you want to get late in these games and possibly engender more excitement when games maybe seem out of hand, give them an opportunity to be clawed back into. But there you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610 on this Wednesday. And if you hadn't heard, the Tush Push, it lives. It does indeed live. All right, coming up next, I was looking at The Athletic, and they have a ranking of the greatest college football players since 2000. And that raises for me a question. What do you value most when you're comparing players' careers? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Yeah, I was looking at The Athletic, and it's that time of year. You know what time of year that is, Lopez?
What time of year is that?
List time.
It's list season.
It's list season, baby. Yeah. Like, hey, man, you know, we kind of need to make some things shake. List season actually pops up again when you get a little bit deeper, because, you know, you get to this place where you're like, hey, we need stuff. But you are very much in list season, and I saw this list, and I found it interesting because I think, you know, both of us, all three of us. I don't want to leave you out, Figgy. I know you rock with your OH. There you go. But college football, we're very much college football heads. And I saw this college football list and I was like, man, I just kind of want to look at it, right? Who are the top 25 college football players of the 2000 or since 2000,
since
right?
2000 is key.
And so, yeah, don't get in here talking about, you know, Charlie Ward, what have you. Like, he's not going to be
Sims.
On here. It's not going to show up here. But I think that, for me, it brought up a more interesting question because the man at the top of this is the one that I would agree. In fact, I've had arguments about it, and I'll start here. You've seen it, but who would you argue is?
No, I'm not looking at it.
All right. So
I like to do this.
Off the top?
Off the top.
Very good.
When you come in with these things.
Who would you argue is the best college football player since the year 2000? Because I think that there's two answers that people typically go with, and I think one is correct in my opinion.
I would say either Tim Tebow or Cam.
Those are the two that come up. Yeah, where do you lean?
Tim Tebow.
I lean Cam Newton.
Okay.
And I think that they exhibit one of the big questions that I think, at least in this conversation, which is, what do you value most when comparing players' careers? And of course, college is a little different because the career isn't as long. Like, if we're talking about the NFL, where guys can range from anywhere, especially when you're talking about comparison. I don't know how many times guys are like, hey, the 3 years of his career, but anywhere from maybe like a 5-6 year career to maybe a 14, 15 year career. And sometimes you're finding instances where you're comparing these guys. And I'm always intrigued on what portions people value the most, because I think that shows up the very most with Cam Newton, where he had obviously bounced around a little bit, you know, went to Florida, went to Blinn College, won a national championship at the JUCO level. But then he went to Auburn and he had one incredible, phenomenal season where if you go back, you look at that Auburn team on that season, that the 10 season, was that 9 season, where you go back, you look at it, there are not dudes that made it to the NFL. Like, there just aren't NFL players on that roster.
Yeah.
And I mean, we can also talk about how the coach is not really a great one. Mm-hmm. And it was just by the strength of Cam freaking Newton, this thing got done. That is incredible peak.
One, at least three games they probably should have lost because of him.
And then you compare that now to Tim Tebow, who is a dude who you're looking at the entire birth of his career. Like, he had a level of longevity that, of course, has now been surpassed by dudes being able to play 7 years. But like, he had a level of longevity. He played at a high level for all those. But I don't know that you necessarily get to the same place where you go, that peak was the same. And I do wonder, like, how do you balance those things when you're comparing players? What is the thing that matters most to you?
Two things, all right? When I'm looking at the greatest college players, in this case for since 2000, you have to make yourself ignore everything else and just focus on what they did in college. Too many people say, well, you know, he didn't become a blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't care. Well, what was he in college? In that system, in that style, carrying a team or whatever. And then the other thing I look at is kind of what you're alluding to there. Someone who was just like a man among boys is how I put it. Like, even at because the college level, clearly there's some great athletes, whether they play in the NFL or not. You know, there were some great, especially in the high divisions, high conferences, some great players. So I look at only what he did in college. Forget everything else. It doesn't matter.
Go ahead and say Johnny Manziel. It looked like you teeing it up for it.
He's one of those guys.
No, look.
It looked like you talking.
There's four. I just said Tim. I'll put them in order. Tim Tebow, Cam Newton, Vince Young, Johnny Manziel.
Oh, one of these things is not like the other.
How so?
Cam Newton? Cam Newton in the NFL was damn good.
No. I'm saying when I look at players in there, I look at only their college careers. When I rank college players, I'm just looking at – forget what they did in the NFL.
And by the way, yeah. I do because no, I
forget
did,
what Cam Newton yeah, did in the NFL. That's how yeah, I look at it.
It doesn't matter yeah. if you talk about
it
college.
Doesn't matter Agreed. Whether he was a Hall of Famer in the NFL or Johnny Manziel.
No, I 100% agree
that's,
with that point.
That's why my ranking, yeah. my top four would be Tim Tebow, Cam Newton, Vince Young, Johnny Manziel. Because as I said in the second part, the second way I look at it, in college, those four dudes, they were men among boys. They were just men among boys.
I think that there's a few more men among boys that we might be missing here, which is fine.
That's my list.
No, I hear you. Yeah. And I'm not saying
my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that away from you at all. I did want to point out that this athletic list, I think that they did suffer from one of the things you're talking about, which is you look at the guys and you let seep in, you know, guys who, you know, their NFL career.
Shouldn't matter.
Because, like, number 25 of this 25 best players since 2000 in college football, Quentin Nelson, guard at Notre Dame. What are we doing here? Right? In 25 years of college football that we're doing there,
yeah.
I can name more than 25 guys that immediately just jump out as that dude, like him or what have you, however you want to determine. Before I get to, well, you know, Quentin Nelson was a mauler. I'm not getting there. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it takes to have a college offensive lineman on this list.
No, that's why you're right. They let that seep in, and you really should not, because the question is college. The question is not player or NFL or legacy. It's college.
Especially because I think I love the concept of college football player who was just like a great college guy, right? And this guy's a little awkward to me because even it took me a while for me to get to a place where I was like, okay, I guess he's just a great college quarterback and I have to deal with that, which is Stetson Bennett at Georgia. Mm-hmm. Where I looked at him, I was just like, I don't really think that he's like that good, but you keep looking at him, he's like, he's making these plays.
Yeah.
And so there's guys like that that continue to pop up for me. So on this list, again, I told you that they have that kind of bias. Cam Newton is number one on this list, which I do agree with. Reggie Bush comes in at two, and Reggie Bush is absolutely one
of those
guys.
That's a good one.
That's the first one I thought about.
Yeah.
Reggie was one of those.
Yeah, I would probably put Reggie number one for me.
Among boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ndamukong Suh popped up here, and Ndamukong Suh at Notre Dame.
No, he's a monster.
Notre Dame, at Nebraska, rather.
Yeah.
Was a problem.
He was a monster.
He absolutely was.
Yeah.
And then this is where I think that we start getting into this interesting place where Joe Burrow was incredible in that 2019 season. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. And I mean, they will cite these yards and or these stats here that happened like that. This is where we come back to, how do you feel about
who are his receivers?
That height. That's interesting. How do you then also term that, like, a player and what they were surrounded by? Because
I'm not saying he stinks by any stretch.
No, but I mean, you were dealing with Jamar Chase. You were also dealing with Justin Jefferson. Am I going to? Was it too early? Landry had to be earlier than that.
Yeah.
Some of those guys, right? How much do you factor in the supporting cast of what's there as well, right? Because I know that's one of those conversations that happens in some ways at the NFL level. I know my mom loves doing this, and I think my mom has gotten wind that I talk about this often, and she doesn't really love it, but she loves holding court and talking about how Troy Aikman wasn't that good because he was part of triplets. Like, well, Emmitt Smith was carrying all that, and then he would just throw it up to Mike. She loves it. At least once every Thanksgiving, right, because the Cowboys are on, she'll break that one out, she'll hold court, right? How much do you then factor that in? Because you mentioned that with Joe Burrow, and does that then put you up in a place where, you know, someone like Joe Burrow, how does he compare then to like a Lamar Jackson playing at Louisville?
He would be my number four or five.
You'd put him above Joe Burrow off of the strength of the supporting cast.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Joe Burrow, I think honestly, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I felt like he had that one season.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, it was a legendary season to me.
Yeah, so that 2019 was a monster.
Yeah, it was. I
got it, man.
Yeah, I would put that against a lot of people, but it was just that one season.
Yeah.
That was it.
So there's guys like that. The text line coming in with Vince Young. Like, how do you feel about Vince Young? Yeah. Someone mentioned Scott Frost, which I'm trying to recall when he was playing, and he should be in that space.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Tyrann Mathieu, Travis Hunter, right? Like, how do you mention, also, how do you then value, I guess,
Travis Hunter's up there.
Novelty question mark? Because
yeah,
I don't want to make it sound
impact,
like a
man among boys.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And playing for a team like that.
Yeah, Colorado.
Like, yeah.
And then also the question that I add in is like, how does then folk legend add in here? Because one of these names came up and I'm like, I love him. And this is from the 832. They said, y'all forgetting, and I'm like, I ain't forgetting nothing here. Percy Harvin and Tavon Austin. Whoo, boy, if there was a timer that showed up above my head of how much time I've spent watching Percy Harvin and Tavon Austin clips on YouTube, it would be unsightly. Like, it would not be, I'd be ashamed of what it was. But I think that also matters to some degree, even if those guys aren't going to show up in the same way as, you know, the maybe some of the guys that you end up talking about as your top 25.
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu.
100%.
Somebody texted that. That dude.
Nah, he was a beast.
In college. Like, you again, forget what he did in the just in college.
And you know somebody a beast if you if they pop up on your radar and you ain't even following them. I mean, a lot of people was looking at LSU, all that or all that stuff, but the first person that came to my mind as far as defense was Sean Taylor. Rest in
Sean
peace.
Taylor came up on this list for sure. All right, so if you were in Jadeveon Clowney, right? This is one of those ones where you got to be careful to not let.
That was one play.
But that's the thing. And that's where I was like, how do you rank these? And for me, I think I probably go like peak, right? Just peak. Like, where were you at the top of the sport, right? Did you have one of them years, right?
Yeah.
Where you were just that dude. Then I think I will consider some level of like longevity if you were able to be that somewhat of that level for a long period of time. Then at that point, I think third, I put like folk legend, right? And then maybe at fourth, I think I start considering what did you have around you.
Yeah.
But man, I am very fond of. Because I think college is very much that type of sport where it's very anecdotal. It's very folksy. It has that kind of feel where, man, that crazy hit that Jadeveon Clowney landed, that's enough for me, man. That's
that
enough.
That
is enough for that legend to show up, right? Like Vince Young floating on air to win a Rose Bowl is, not to say that it's alone, but that is enough, right? Like these are the things that I think make college special is those kind of moments. Mm-hmm. So I think those matter. And if I had to rank for me the things that I find important, or it's kind of, would you agree? Would you disagree?
Well, I you know, however you rank it, my parameters, I just stated them. I just feel, you know, if you're just looking at college and he was a man among boys, that separates him. That separates him. And that's VY, that's Cam, that's Tebow, that's Manziel, that's Mathieu, that's, you know, those guys.
Yeah. Okay. From the 832, bro had that cold ass photo with the cigar. The aura has to add up to something that's mm-hmm. fair. Yeah. Someone mentioned Maurice Claret, and this is where it's 25 cents 2000.
Yeah, was.
I think that might be.
Was that like 99?
Yeah, that might be on the cusp.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the big miss here, and I want to make sure that I'm right on my dates here to make sure that I get this the proper way here. And I might be. Yeah, I think we're in that space. Yeah, we're definitely in that space. This is my biggest omission possible. Mm-hmm. This list does not include one of the craziest specimen that I've ever seen in college football. Appreciation to the text line, 713-572-4610, for cleaning me up. Maurice Claret was 02 to 03. So,
okay. Oh, damn, really?
Ooh, boy, list makers got to be feeling a little something here. And, of course, everybody's like, Tony Mandarich is who Figgy was thinking about.
No, I was actually thinking about Robert Gallery.
Were you?
Remember Robert Gallery?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They was hyping that dude up so much, man. Mm-hmm. And he was a big dude. But he ain't do nothing in the NFL.
The best offensive lineman I've ever seen in college football in all my years covering it was Orlando Pace. And it's not even close. That dude was a badass. But he was also before 2000.
No problem. That's all good. Hey, man, sometimes we can fudge the numbers a little bit just to appreciate folks and what they did. But there you go. Somebody said went to OU, got to watch AD from the jump. Highway robbery to have him omitted from the list. That's right. And of course.
He just needed Quentin Nelson blocking for him.
That is tough. Lists are hard to make. I want to acknowledge that. However, that one's tough. That one's really tough to abide by. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop. We start by mentioning that the Astros get away game in Tampa, and they need this one. It's a little bit of a rubber match here to make a rubber game in order to see who wins this series. And I think they need it in specific because you got to come out of this series with a win. I think that in order to abide by at least what my standards were, not that they are listening to what Reginald Atatula has to say about this. I don't know about all that. But I think in order to get 10 wins off of this 17 game stretch, I think this one is going to be a necessary. Plus, we talked about it earlier. Ronel Blanco is back in Houston, or at least it was on his way back to Houston. I got to imagine that they've managed to get him here at this point. But in order to deal with a little bit of elbow soreness, to see the doctors, and I think we all look at that as a possibility of an IL stint for him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is an important one. And it's also an important one just because whenever you get Hunter Brown on the mound, because of the way that he's playing, because of the level he's playing at, he's a Cy Young kind of in contention at this point of the season, which, of course, means only what it means, right? You expect to come out with a victory.
You do, but it's a day game.
It is a day game.
And that's interesting. You were pointing this out doing all your nerd stuff before the show.
That's right. That's right.
He's 1.2 higher ERA in day games.
Why do you remember that? Why does your brain work like that?
I remember the most innocuous, silly little things and forget the names. Like, you know, the guy behind the glass there, Figgy something.
So, yeah, in night games, of which he has gotten 22 wins in 16 losses, he is 54 games, I guess is the way that is the better way to put this, right? Mm-hmm. He's had 54 games in night games, a 3.30 ERA. He has had 24 day games, and he has a 4.59 ERA. And so it's like, hey, glad to have Hunter Brown on the mound. Mm-hmm. Are you in some ways, or is the idea of a day game maybe neutralizing the effect of having Hunter Brown and what he has done in this game? It's a relatively small sample, and of course, I don't know how many of those games have been within this time period over the last kind of year or so where he has really become the Hunter Brown that we are super excited to see anytime he steps up to the mound. But yeah, man, I'm very intrigued to see if this does anything to what he typically can deliver.
I'm not losing any confidence. I'm going to be watching, though. I think it's interesting. And, you know, day game looks different, sometimes acts different. In this park, who knows? You know, if the wind's blowing to right field, even just a little bit, the ball flies. So, yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. And then there's this. You mentioned Ronel Blanco. 60% of their opening day rotation is either on the IL or probably headed there. And so that leaves the rotation for the Seattle series, the first place Mariners. Tell me how this grabs you. Tomorrow, Lance McCullers Jr.
Okay.
Friday, Ryan Gusto.
All right.
Saturday, Framber Valdez, and Sunday, some cat named TBD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where, you know, playing spades, calling your books, it's getting a little tough. And especially because Thursday, you will be getting, and of course I should make sure I say this because I do this thing when it between their two like really good pitchers there for the Mariners. I meld them into one dude. So I always have to make sure I remember. But it is indeed George Kirby. George Kirby will start tomorrow here in Houston at Daikin Park. That's obviously the benefit, is that you get the Mariners here for that four-game set. But he's making his season debut. And you always think about it, and that can go one of two ways, right? That can be with a player of his magnitude. He comes back, and he's coming off of, you know, off of IO. He's trying to find his way, and maybe he's not the same dude. Or he's George bleeping Kirby, right? Like, or you just got this guy, and you happen to be the team that caught him when he found his way back. But that is going to be the situation tomorrow. Today, though, Hunter Brown, and he's matching up against Bradley, who has a 4.8 or ERA. Like, that's maybe not as terrifying for you. And, of course, the lineup is Peña, Paredes, Altuve still hitting third in DHing today. Yainer is catching. Christian Walker hitting fifth again. And then Jake Myers, Cam Smith, Brendan Rodgers at second, and Mauricio Dubon in left field.
Yeah, Dubon in left field. Well, it's, you know, day game, the lineup always gets shuffled around a little bit, so we'll see how it plays out. But it's going to be worth watching. We'll keep you updated here, of course.
So a couple of things as well that are popping is the Sports Emmys happened yesterday. I know that you were watching, Lopez.
Bated breath.
No, but you were interested in one of these competitions as well, or one of these potential awards, which was Outstanding Personality or Emerging On-Air Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Saban adds up some more hardware. Like, Saban won his first Sports Emmy and his second win when it comes to, or rather, ESPN's second win in this category. And, I mean, this feels right, like, Saban was really good this year jumping in on College Game Day.
It feels right. Okay, let's play this game, or let me ask the question.
Okay.
On his mantle, where does he put his Emmy, or does he not put it on his mantle?
That is, I don't
know. With all the trophies, all the awards that he's won, I think it'd be up there, because this is something like he is unique, you know, it's something that he is just getting into.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I don't think it's something that he'll put on the bottom of the shelf or in a closet
in the garage,
something like that. Yeah, no, I think he's going to really take care of this.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I can see that.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how much. Mm-hmm. I think he's a football guy, and we know those football guys, it means something a little different.
Sure.
Like, doing this broadcast and talking about football is cool, and I don't think that he takes it lightly. I think that he takes it just like he would any job, with the level of rigor and probably a level of unhappiness that really makes you question why he does it. But
it's like he's just delving into it, and I'm sure he's really proud.
But I feel like them other things mean a lot more to that man.
And look who you going against, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're going against a lot of, like, button-up professionals.
Mm-hmm. Some other winners that happened. Like, I was interested to see that the Outstanding Live Special event, it seems like it was going to happen regardless. The NBC's coverage of the Olympics. Fox had that Rickwood Field special that they did at Rickwood Field there in Birmingham, Alabama. That was a live special non-championship, which I thought was really cool. Also, and this, they deserve this. NFL Live earned Outstanding Studio Show for the Daily, and then College Game Day won for Weekly. But, like, NFL Live is one of the few things that ESPN does where you just go, this is incredible, incredible work. You
it
know what I mean?
Is every time. I mean, every time it's just, you can count on it. But College Game Day, I mean, just retire the award, right? I mean, that's what they do best. It just should be named after.
Is that the best thing ESPN does at the station or at the their station?
I'm going to say yes, but I'm still thinking, because right off the top, that's the one thing I plug. I mean, you know, it's
like, when you think of ESPN right now in 2025,
I think of College
what
Game
are
Day.
They known? Yeah. You know that. What are they known for?
Yeah. What are the College other Game
Day?
Here?
Yeah, it probably is College Game Day, if for no other reason that ESPN has done a lot of work in trying to basically corner the college football market. I know, obviously, Fox still carries a lot of this. NBC has their things that they have. Yeah. CW's picked off a few things here and there. But I think, yeah, man, it is very much.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN has done so much. I mean, the college football playoff, all of this to wrangle more of this. And so College Football Game Day, it ends up being, or College Game Day ends up being, like, the center portion of that entire universe that they have, and they pour so much effort into it with the tradition and everything. Yeah, yeah, I think
and
it matters.
It's just unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't compromise on it. They're compromising on a lot of things. They're not compromising on that.
They've compromised in some ways. They have compromised.
How?
I mean,
not on College Game Day.
They've shifted some people around and things of that nature in a way that felt like a level of compromise, but they've brought in other people and they found a way to continue.
But, like, they're making it better. It seemed like they're actually trying to make it better, right?
I don't know that I would concede that necessarily. I mean,
they spend money. They go everywhere. They bring in talent. They got more like things that are involved, or, you know, bits, whatever you want to call them.
Sure. And I'm not trying to say that is inherently wrong. I just think the ESPN.
The
ESPN way of doing things that I think has gotten on the bad side of a lot of sports fans has touched College Game Day. I just think the College Game Day is so Teflon that it's not made the level of impact in that that you would talk about. Shout out to Reed Shepard. Unfortunately, I'll talk about the negative before the positive. Although the positive has a little negative within it as well. The NBA's all rookie teams came out yesterday, and the rookie team, I think there was 100 voters, obviously, that voted on these rookie teams, first and second team. And Reed Shepard did not end up on either of those. That's not all too surprising now, is it?
Well, it's not right now. There was a moment when he was the odds-on favorite to win Rookie of the Year.
And that moment was as soon as he was drafted. Yes. Like, immediately people looked at him as the best option for this.
Like, he was the favorite, the betting favorite to win Rookie of the Year, much less first team or second team all-rookie team. So it is a little bit of surprise when you have the context of what he was thought to be.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm more a little disappointed.
Yeah, yeah. So he got one second place vote and one third place vote. That's it.
Did he receive a third place vote? I didn't see the third place vote. Mm-hmm. I think he just got that total points of that one second place vote. So, I mean, one person who was voting decided to put him on the second team all rookies. And I mean, it's fair. He just did not get an opportunity to shine. I think that's one of the big question marks to see going forward is how much can he be implemented? Because we've seen the splashes, we've seen the flashes from him. It's just now, can he be a tried and true part of your rotation? So unfortunately, his particular accolade suffered from the Rockets and how much talent they had and where they were trying to aspire to be that did not allow him to get involved. But it's going to be interesting what his rookie season looks like. Again, the salute to him, though, comes from him looking to support Kentucky through a little bit of tornado relief. There was a really tough tornado that rolled through there. And Reed Shepard on his Instagram wrote about Kentucky always being home, seeing the devastation from tornadoes being heartbreaking, and then, you know, kind of using his platform, almost J.J. Watt-like. Obviously, that's a high praise to then leverage, but then speaking on, you know, using that to hopefully garner some support for the people of Kentucky who are dealing with that. And, of course, if you want to support Reed in that, he's linked to the Team Kentucky Storm Relief Fund. I would just Google that and see if that's a possible place to go to donate and help. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. Coming up next, in talking about improvement for this Texans team, we spent a lot of time talking about the needed pass protection improvement from the offensive line. But how much run blocking improvement are you expecting to see in the 2025 season? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.